Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, and self-employed professionals who need a clearer grasp of business taxation, written by Glenn Secor, a Massachusetts attorney and NOLO editor with extensive experience in business and intellectual property law. The book is designed to translate complex tax rules into plain English. Its purpose is not to teach abstract tax theory, but to help readers make better day-to-day decisions about deductions, credits, business structure, record keeping, and compliance. The guide emphasizes tax planning as an operational issue, showing how tax strategy can affect cash flow, administrative burden, and overall business efficiency. It is especially focused on helping readers identify legitimate savings opportunities while staying prepared for IRS scrutiny. As an updated reference, it also reflects recent changes in tax rates, deductions, and credits, making it relevant as a working guide rather than a static overview. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using ordinary business expenses to reduce taxable income, a central theme of the book is the careful identification and deduction of ordinary business expenses. This matters because many small business owners leave money on the table by failing to classify routine costs correctly or by assuming that tax savings only come from large or unusual deductions. The book focuses on practical categories such as operating expenses, travel, vehicle use, and meals. They shape the true cost of running a business. By understanding which costs are deductible and how they should be documented, a business owner can make better spending decisions throughout the year instead of rushing at tax time. The book also helps readers see the boundary between legitimate tax reduction and unsupported claims, which is important for avoiding audit problems. In this way, the discussion of deductions connects tax law to everyday business behavior. Secondly, choosing the right business structure for tax purposes. The guide gives serious attention to comparing business structures because entity choice can influence how income is taxed, how deductions are applied, and how much administrative complexity the owner must manage. Rather than treating business formation as a purely legal formality, the book presents it as a tax planning decision with practical consequences. Sole proprietorships, partnerships, corporations, and other structures each carry different tax effects, and the book helps readers understand why the same business activity can produce different results depending on how it is organized. This is especially relevant for entrepreneurs who are starting out or changing the scale of their operations. The value of this topic is that it frames structure as a tool for long-term planning, not just a compliance requirement. A good entity choice can support cleaner record keeping, better income distribution, and more strategic use of deductions or credits. The book does not promise a universal best option, but instead equips readers to evaluate the trade-offs more intelligently. Thirdly, speeding up tax benefits through asset write-offs and depreciation decisions. Another important topic is the treatment of long-term assets and the ability to write off certain business purchases more quickly. This is significant because many small businesses invest in equipment, tools, technology, or other capital items that do not function like ordinary expenses. Instead of waiting many years to recover those costs, tax rules may allow accelerated deductions under the right conditions. The book explains this as a cash flow issue as much as a tax issue. Faster write-offs can preserve working capital and make investment decisions easier to justify. Readers benefit from understanding the difference between immediate expensing and longer-term recovery, since the timing of deductions can materially affect year-end tax liability. The discussion also reinforces the need to match accounting treatment with the actual business use of the asset. For small businesses operating on tight margins, this topic is especially important because it shows how tax strategy can support reinvestment rather than simply reduce a final bill. It turns capital spending into a planning opportunity. Fourthly, keeping records that support deductions and withstand scrutiny. The book treats record keeping as one of the foundations of effective tax planning, not as a secondary administrative task. This emphasis is well placed because deductions, credits, and asset write-offs are only as reliable as the documentation behind them. Small business owners often know they have legitimate expenses but fail to preserve the receipts, logs, mileage records, or written explanations needed to support those claims. The book shows why organized records reduce risk, save time, and make tax filing less reactive. Good records also improve decision-making during the year because the owner can see patterns in spending, travel, and asset purchases. A deeper implication of this topic is that tax compliance is largely behavioral. The business that keeps disciplined records is better positioned both to claim available benefits and to defend them if questioned. The book, therefore, links record keeping with audit readiness, making it clear that the best defense against tax uncertainty is consistent documentation rather than reconstruction after the fact. Lastly, preparing for IRS audits and responding to changing tax rules. The guide also addresses audit awareness and changes in tax law, which makes it more useful than a static tax summary. Small business owners need to know not only how to claim benefits, but also how those claims may be reviewed if the IRS asks for support. The book explains the importance of being prepared for an audit without presenting it as an exceptional event reserved for large companies. For many small businesses, audit readiness is simply part of disciplined tax management. At the same time, the book recognizes that tax law changes over time, including shifts in rates, deductions, and credits, so a strategy that worked in 1 year may need adjustment in the next. This is especially important where certain small business tax benefits are scheduled to expire after 2025, since timing can affect planning decisions. The value of this topic lies in its realism. Tax strategy is not static, and compliance requires staying current. The book helps readers think about taxes as an ongoing process rather than an annual filing exercise. In conclusion, Tax Savvy for Small Business is best suited to owners, freelancers, independent contractors, and self-employed professionals who want a practical understanding of how business taxes work without having to read dense legal material. Its main benefit is that it turns tax planning into an understandable business skill. Readers learn how to identify deductions, choose a structure, document expenses, think about asset recovery, and prepare for IRS review. That combination makes it useful both for newcomers and for experienced owners who want a more systematic approach. Compared with many small business tax books, it stands out for its plain language style, its breadth across core tax issues, and its emphasis on day-to-day application rather than abstract explanation. It is not just a reference for filing season. It is a guide to making tax-aware business decisions throughout the year. For readers who want to lower tax burden legally while keeping their records and compliance practices in order, it offers a focused and credible resource. If you would like to support Glenn Secor Attorney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.